it happened when I was about 11 years old, and I'm almost finished my primary school. And actually, I'm from a small town in mainland, and that means we can't see too many foreigners there. But however, one of my mother's friends actually married a British person, and when he came here in PR China, and he actually taught us spoken English, and that's how I have my first experience to talk with a foreigner, and of course it became my most memorable English language learning experience.
Okay. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Oh, right. I think it's happens these days when I come here in Hong Kong and learning English, and in China actually we learn everything for some. Every subject in English, and for some subjects like physics, chemistry, biology, and they are actually from that modern subjects are actually translated from European countries, and so the words we use in Chinese will be not that specific and accurate. Because it is translated. However, when I come here and I found the original English words is quite easy to understand and easy to memorize, and actually the terms shows their links. Shows their links between two terms. But in Chinese, you can't have that feeling and.
That means your most memorable English reading experience is about the academic reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Then do you read in your free time, like some novels, fictions?
Yep. And some, I sometimes use, foreign website for some fun websites like that. For example, you are crush on some movie stars, and you can go to their websites, and they will have a lot of articles about this person, and I read this. And my first English book is Harry Potter. Yeah.
When did you read Harry Potter?
Maybe 13 years old.
Okay, then that. How did you come across the book?
Actually, I've read the Chinese version before.
And then you read the English
version. Yeah.